What's up, guys? Anton Crilly here from dropshiplifestyle.com. And today we're going to be talking about dropshipping startup costs in 2023. This is a topic that comes up all the time. People want to start a business, especially now with where the economy is heading. People not sure if they're going to have their jobs. They want to create their own stream of income, but they want to know if they can afford to actually start something like this. And if they can afford it, is it going to be worth it? So today I'm going to answer the first part of that. What is it going to cost you if you want to build a dropshipping store the right way in 2023? Now, to make this fun, I'm going to give you a couple different options here. The first option is DIY. That's if you want to do this yourself. So if you want to spend less money, kind of get your hands dirty, figure this out by going through the process, that is the do-it-yourself option. And then DFY is done for you. If you prefer to outsource some of this work, what do those costs look like to start a dropshipping store in 2023? Okay, so to start, let's do a cost that we all have, and that is for the platform known as Shopify. This is the platform that powers our e-commerce stores. It is the only platform I recommend. It's the platform we've been using exclusively since way back now, I want to say in 2012. Now, Shopify, $29 a month, that is the basic plan. That is more than you need to get started, and you can stick with this one most likely for years. So that's $29 a month. I should also mention that you get a 14-day trial, totally free, no credit card required. If you want that, I'll post a link below, but that is the first cost, and that's one that we all have. It's a fixed expense. It gets billed monthly. You could save money if you want to pay yearly, but just know that is there. It's not going away. Sure, you could try some other platforms thrown together. Don't recommend it. Count on this as an expense. Okay, the next thing that you're going to be spending money on if you want to build a dropshipping store is a domain name, okay? And that is whatever your store is, .com, right? However people are going to type it into the little address bar and find you. What is your domain name going to be? Again, there are many different sites that you can buy domain names from. Some of them are less expensive than others. My advice is buy yours directly through Shopify in the back end, and that will cost you $15 a year. It is not the cheapest, it's not the most expensive, but for just over a dollar a month, you get a domain name that is linked to your Shopify account. The integration is extremely simple because you're purchasing it through the back end of Shopify, so everything just works together. And whether you want to do it yourself or have this all done for you, you still need a domain name, and $15 a year is the current rate going into 2023. One more thing I'll quickly mention here is you might have an idea for a store. Let's say you want to sell digital whiteboards, and you think, I want digitalwhiteboard.com. I have no idea if that's a site or what it is, but let's just say that's what you think of and that's what you want, and you see that that website is for sale, and you see that it's currently $1,500 or $10,000 or $20,000. Listen, it doesn't matter what it is. My advice is don't buy it. You do not need a premium domain name. Go with something that is not yet taken. Buy it through Shopify. Cost is $15 per year. Okay, next cost that everybody that starts a dropshipping store should have, and that really, in my opinion, is a necessity. And this is G, I'm gonna put G for Google, Workspace. Now, what you can think of this as is basically like how your business email is going to be managed. So let's say you bought digitalwhiteboardstore.com. You want to have the email sales@digitalwhiteboardstore.com, returns@digitalwhiteboardstore.com. Anton@digitalwhiteboardstore.com. You want to have these domain names, and you want to set it up in a way where everything just works and where it's easy and familiar to manage so that you can respond to customers and potential customers quickly. Google Workspace is my go-to place for that. And the cost here is $6 per month. Now, if you end up building a team and hiring people that need their own emails, then it's going to be an extra $6 per person. But in the beginning, $6 a month is all you need. That will get you your Google Workspace account so that you can communicate with people through whatever the email address is at yourdomain.com. Now, next expense, and this is one we get questions on all the time, is what is it going to cost me to get suppliers and products, the things you are going to list on your new store? Now, listen, If you've never watched any of my content before or been through any of my programs, just know that the way we do business means we never, ever, ever pay for access to suppliers or products. So again, whether it's do it yourself or whether it's done for you, your cost here is $0, okay? That is consistent because the type of companies you find, if you go Google dropship suppliers that say, hey, give us X amount of dollars a month or a year, and we're gonna give you access to this whole product catalog, those are all middlemen. You don't need them. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And you cannot profit with them. They mark things up so much so that there's no margin left for you. So the way we get suppliers and the way you will, if you want to dropship profitably in 2023, means you're spending $0 on acquiring suppliers. Okay, so let's move on and talk about some of the fun stuff, right? Where a lot of people's minds go when they think about building a dropshipping store in 2023, and that is advertising. So let's start with Google Ads. Now, Google Ads is my go-to advertising source for dropshipping stores. And if you set them up the right way, use the right campaign types, use the right targeting, they can be extremely profitable, but the amount that you should put into them will vary. And listen, if you're doing this yourself and you're trying to not spend that much money as you figure things out, let's just say you just built your own store and you're not sure how it's gonna work, my advice is start somewhere around $500 per month in Google Ads. That'll give you a budget of just over $15 a day. So it's not gonna bring you a wave and a flood of traffic, but it's not supposed to. It's supposed to bring people to your store. You're supposed to see how your ads show, who clicks them, what they're looking at, and if they buy or not. And from there, you can optimize. Now, if you want to go the done-for-you route, which we'll expand on a little bit, and you have somebody build your store and you know it is built to convert by professionals from day one, then my advice is go a little bit higher with your first month of ad investment. My recommendation there is to spend $1,000 a month on a new store. Now that comes out to about $33 a day. And the reason I'm willing, and you should be willing, to invest a bit more into your first month of ads if you're going the done-for-you route is because, again, it's more likely to convert. There's less tweaks and optimizations you need to do to make your store as profitable as possible. Now let's keep moving along and we'll go to Facebook ads, or I should say Meta ads as they're now called. And what we do here is basically take 10% of what we're spending on Google and invest that into Meta remarketing. So people find us via Google, they're searching for what we have, they're qualified leads. If they don't buy, we follow up with them on Meta properties. And for that, we take 10% of our budget that we have for Google and put it into Meta over that month for dynamic product ads for remarketing. So if you're doing it yourself, again, you're still trying to figure everything out, 50 a month is good. And if you're going the done for you route, then $100 a month is where I would want to see you as a starting point. And again, this is getting you data, you're optimizing based on that data, and you're scaling up over time. But we're talking about startup costs here. Okay, let's keep moving forward now and talk about a store build, right? So having your store created, and there's many ways you could do this. Like I mentioned earlier, Shopify is the platform that's going to be powering it. And you can sign up for Shopify as a complete beginner and figure it out and build a store that people will buy from. If you want to do that, your cost is going to be zero. If you don't use a paid theme or anything like that, it'll be $0. You figure it out, design your store, you're good to go. So you do not need to spend any money here. But let's say you want professionals to build it for you, not buying an existing business, because those sell for hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars if they're done right. But if you're going to have a team build your store that does this all day, that builds their own and that builds them for other successful dropshippers, I'll tell you right now, for us with Dropship Lifestyle, for members of our program, we will build them stores if they want us to. And the price is just under $2,500. So I'll just put 2.5K, we'll round up a little bit. And that's the cost to have a professional store built for you in your chosen niche. Okay. Now, again, that's the done for you model. Now, the next cost that I have to mention, because I'm coming to you from my company, Dropship Lifestyle, is what I would call mentorship, right? So you have options. First option is do what I did when I first started with e-commerce back in 2007, and that is spend $0 on it and just figure it out yourself. Now, that's totally fine. Again, that is how I started, and I've done very well since the beginning. I'll tell you, there is more trial and error. You can obviously learn a lot more if you go through a program like ours at Dropship Lifestyle through the Dropship Blueprint, or if you do one-on-one mentorship with us, or if you go through any of our programs that offer you that hands-on support. So let's say, again, you want to go the done-for-you route. With us right now, our products and our services, they range from anywhere between $2,000 and about $12,000 right now. $2,000 is where most people come in, so I'll put that down here just as $2,000. And what that gets you is literally a decade of experience showing you everything from niche selection to market research to how to build a store, going on from there, how to find and get approved with suppliers, how to optimize your store for conversion brands so people that find it will actually buy from you, how to get traffic from every platform we use, and how to outsource and automate. So if you want to just learn from people that have been doing this forever and get their support, then that is our average price right now that people come in to. So if you want to go the do-it-yourself route, and listen, no judgment there, again, that is how I started back in the day, then with the current costs and including paid traffic for your first month, you're looking at about $600, okay? So, you know, some people might go, oh, that's a lot of money, but in comparison to what this can build into, I'm telling you, that's nothing. I spent about that, a little bit less when I first got started, and I have done multiple eight figures through my stores that I started for about that. So you can do it. It's just a lot more sweat equity and a lot more work. The other route is if you wanted to go the done-for-you route, and again, work with a company like mine at Dropship Lifestyle, get all of our mentorship, our online programs, get our store built for you so we're making it. You want to run ads at a higher volume to get results faster because you know they're going to approve in store. And then, of course, all your fixed expenses. Here, you're looking at about $5,500, so $5,500 all in for your first month. And yeah, after that, your recurring costs are whatever you want to put into ads, which is up to you. And the way we determine ads after this first month is based on what worked and what didn't. We figure that out by looking in our Google Ads account and making optimizations and tweaks so that our ads are producing the greatest results and the highest return on ad spend, getting as much money back for the money that we put into them. So guys, this is what it looks like, dropshipping startup costs in 2023. If you want to go the paid ad route, about $600 all in. Of course, you can rely on free traffic and start for about 50 if you wanted to. Or if you just want to say, you know what, let the pros do it for me, you're looking at about $5,000 to $6,000, somewhere around there. So as always, I hope you got value from this one. If you did, leave it a like, click subscribe, because next week I have a video coming out about what I would do if I were building my own new dropshipping store in 2023. You're definitely going to want to see that. And if you want to know more about this whole process, plus get a special offer on my flagship program, the Dropship Blueprint, you can go to dropshipwebinar.com. That will be linked up in the description as well. So thank you. I appreciate you, and I'll see you on Monday.